In Maryland, the U.S. Labor Department fined one school district nearly $2 million and ordered it to pay $4 million in back wages. In Louisiana, 350 Filipino teachers won a class action lawsuit against a recruiting company that forced them to sign away 10% of their salaries. And in Garland, federal agencies are looking into the foreign teacher recruitment and employment practices of the district and its former human resources director.
It's a racket, you know. We're going to go out and find you people, you know, that will meet your needs because you can't find qualified teachers here in America. And I just think that it's a scheme and it's a way to abuse people. And it's shameful the way people get treated.
That's Linda Bridges, president of the American Federation of Teachers in Austin, who's critical of abuses by companies or school districts that have hired foreign teachers. Several years ago, her organization sued a company that recruited Indian teachers to North Forest ISD, a district recently absorbed by the Houston School District after years of financial mismanagement. She also recalls a group of Indian teachers who fell victim in Corpus Christi several years ago.
You know, put them, almost all of them, up in like one apartment, no furniture. They had no transportation. Other teachers would pick them up, take them to work, and took care of them, you know, got them established.
In Garland, the problems span a 10-year period during which 600-plus foreign teachers were hired. They include all-expenses-paid recruiting trips by the HR director and allegations that fees were pocketed from the teachers. And in Dallas, 79 foreign teachers are unsure whether they'll get to keep their jobs or have to return to their native countries. Their visas are set to expire soon, and they either haven't been granted extensions to stay or gotten their green cards. The district says the U.S. Labor Department keeps rejecting its applications to certify the teachers' employment.
One of the requirements when they came into the district was that they had to complete their certification within a year in order for the process to begin. Well, some of these teachers have been here 6 years now.
George Rangel is executive vice president of Alliance AFT in Dallas. He says in some cases, the paperwork has sat on someone's desk too long or not been filed correctly. They contain errors like transposed social security numbers, misspelled names, and other discrepancies.
If truly the district was serious about taking care of these teachers, one, they would mandate the department make sure that whatever paperwork goes out of there is correct and has double-checked. And that's not happening.
Spokesman John DeLander says the district isn't going to point fingers at anyone.
For starters, we're going to stand by every one of these teachers and continue to file appeals on their behalf with the Department of Labor because they're valuable to us and we want to do everything we can to keep them.
DeLander says the district's filed more than 200 appeals since 2012. Each year, Congress limits the number of H-1B visas that can be issued. This year, the cap's at 85,000. Doug Stump, president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, says applications are surging well past that.
For example, this year, you know, during that first week period that they would accept the applications, there were over 175,000 H-1B visa petitions filed for these 85,000 positions.
Stump says teacher shortages in some areas, like math and science, are prompting districts to seek teachers on H-1B visas. In Dallas, DeLander says the greatest need is for bilingual teachers.
When you have a student population that is about a third of which come from homes where only Spanish is spoken, then that presents some unique challenges. And part of that is going the extra mile to keep our teachers that are on H-1B visas.
Things have gotten so complicated that some districts are turning away from hiring teachers with H-1B visas. In Houston, those teachers can still apply, but the district isn't actively recruiting them. And Dallas isn't planning to sponsor any new teachers with H-1B visas next school year. Stella Chavez, KERA News.